Father, in the next half an hour or so, we're going to look at your word. And we ask for something supernatural to happen. May the seeds of your kingdom be planted in our hearts. May our minds be open. Help us, Holy Spirit, to understand what you're saying. And give us your grace to change where we need to change. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We're doing a series on the heart. And how we should guard our hearts, look after our lives. Because if you don't guard your heart, it can get corrupted and contaminated. The devil is a salesman who never stops marketing. He will send his agents to come and visit you. Like those guys that phone to try and sell you something or send you an SMS about today's deal. Whoever got an SMS from Airtel offering you some product? Now, Airtel's not the devil. But the devil is coming to you with his offers. Through your life, you're going to have lots of options. And some of them will be God's options, and some of them will be the devil's options. And if you're not guarding your heart, you might be hooked into the wrong offer. You might take the wrong road. You might end up in a mess. So the text we're looking at is Proverbs chapter 4. We'll read from verse 23 to 27.
Tandrem funao miotra no izay rehetra tokony tandremana fa avy ao aminy no eviny aina. Esory aminao ny vava mandainga, ara-panalaviro anao ny molotra mamitaka. Aoka ny masonao hijery mahitsy, ary ny ody masonao hipanjony eo anoloanao. Ataovy marina ny alehan'ny tongotra ao, dia ho voalamina ny alehanao rehetra. Aza mivily na ho amin'ny ankavanana na ho amin'ny ankavia, esory amin'ny ratsy ny tongotra ao.
The last 2 weeks we looked at those first two verses, but now we're looking at the middle verse.
It
says, let your eyes look straight ahead, fix your gaze directly before you. But I want you to notice the next two verses. If you put them with this verse, it becomes a journey that you're on.
It
says in the next one, make a level path for your feet and only go on a place that's firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Can you see it's about going somewhere? And your eyes should look straight ahead. And you should fix your gaze. You should force yourself to look where you're going.
De tokony afantoka ho any tsara mihitsy vijerinao de tena hoe terenao mihitsy ny tenanao hijery amin'iny zotra andehananao iny.
See, in your life you're on a journey.
Eo amin'ny fiainanao koa de ao amin'izay di izay ianao.
And that means you're heading in a certain direction.
Dikan'izay zany de hoe mandeha any amin'ny zotra anankiray ianao.
Now, you know, this is how you normally walk. You're looking around you, you're walking forwards. And then you notice someone here. And then you notice something there. It's shiny. And then you go this way. Because it's interesting. It's very shiny. It's interesting.
You've
seen a little child also. You say, don't touch that. Then they can't take their eyes off it. They want to touch it now more than ever. What will happen? Why did mom say don't touch? It's now even more interesting.
They
look even more intently. And the problem is life's journey. You're going somewhere. And this is where the devil comes. And he scatters the path to the left and the right with shiny things. Things, and then if it's not working, he puts a guy there to stand and call you. Come here, check what offer I have for you. It's a really good deal, two for the price of one. And so the road God wants you to follow is actually not it's not a tunnel, it's not closed. It's actually just an open space. And all around you there's other opportunities. And some of those things they are generally innocent. They're not necessarily evil in themselves. But some of them are dangerous. Even something that's good can be something bad. Take, for example, the idea of money. We need it. It's great to have it. But it's also dangerous. Because it can corrupt your heart. It can set itself up in the place of God and say, I'll solve all your problems. It can seduce you and become the desire of your heart. And not just money, but material things can become more attractive to us than the things of God. Now, also contained within this text is the idea that it's a long journey. Because all of these statements are not qualified with an end point. They're indefinite. You have to keep doing this forever. How long must I fix my eyes directly in front of me? The whole way. Till the end of the journey. When's the journey going
to
end? When I see my Savior face to face. until I see him, until I die and go to be with him. I'm on a journey in this land of temptations. This land with shiny things to the left and the right of my path. C.S. Lewis wrote a book. And he wrote a book from the perspective of the devil's side of the story. It's called the Screwtape Letters. Look there. Screwtape was the name of the demon. Say Screwtape. Exactly. It doesn't get translated. It's a name. And it's his letter. He's a senior devil. A demon at the top. And he writes letters to his apprentice. And he's trying to teach his young apprentice how to do a good job of being an effective devil. And so he's advising the young tempter about how to lure people away from God. And he says this to his junior apprentice. He writes this in his letter. The long, dull, monotonous years of middle age either prosperity or adversity these long years make great campaigning weather. It's a good opportunity to distract people.
He
says, it's so hard for these creatures, these human beings, to persevere. And so he's writing to this junior demon saying, when someone's middle-aged, they get bored. Their youth is fading. And now you've got these long years ahead, and it's a great time to get them distracted. The point is that the devil never stops. He looks for opportunity. And so you think, I'm just going to struggle with these temptations when I'm young, but then I'll have total victory by the time I'm 30 years old. Or you had some goals and dreams in your 20s. And by the time you're 40, you've achieved many of them. And you think, I can sit back now and relax. I've raised my kids, I've got a good job. And at that point, monotony, this repetition and boredom can set in. This can happen either while you're under success or under adversity. Adversity can wear you down.
tsarotra izay ihany koa afaka mahatonga anao iaina koa izay.
And success can make you complacent, it can make you drop your guard.
Ary le fahombiazanao ihany koa nefany tonga anao ohatrany hoe lasa tsy miambina intsony ianao.
But we have to persevere.
Fa nefitsika mila mikiry mitoy hatrany foana.
Have a look at 2 Samuel chapter 11. It's the well-known moment where David is tempted by Bathsheba. And Samuel 11:1-3.
Ary efa nierina ny taona kamby amin'ny andro fandehanan'ny mpanjaka Iady dia naniraka ny Joaba sy ny mpanompony ary ny Israely rehetra Davida ka nandringana ny taranaky Amona ireo sady nanao fahirano any ra fa Davida kosa nijanona tany Jerosalema ihany ary no ny arivariva dia niala tao ampandriny Davida ka nitsangatsangana teo atapon'ny lapa ary raha teo izy dia nahatazana vehivavy mandro ary raha vehivavy dia tsara tarehy mahate hijery ary Davida dia naniraka anontany ny amindra vehivavy ary nisy nanao hoe tsy ino va no Batseba zanaka vavin'ny Eliam sady vadin'ny Uri Etita.
When you hear those verses, who of you thinks, no woman in the world should be beautiful? That's the problem here. Beautiful woman is the problem. They should all be ugly. That's not true. That wouldn't be right. You can't blame Bathsheba because she looks good. And you go there and you look at David. And that's where you find there's a few problems. You know that David was first married to Saul's daughter. And he never divorced her. But he didn't love her. And in the end, they weren't intimate anymore. She despised him. He worshipped God openly and she thought he was undignified. So rather than fix that relationship, he found another one called Abigail, a second wife. So he married another woman, so now he's got two wives. I think things just got worse. It must be much more complicated to have double trouble. It's hard enough to make it work with one person. Now you've got a second wife. Now they're competing with each other, and you're not going to be enough. That's for sure.
Years
had passed. And I'm pretty sure David had many victories in battle. So So in the marketplace, in that sense of out there where he does his job, he's a great success. But in his domestic environment back home, he's got failed marriages or dissatisfaction. And I actually think that he's now entered these dull and monotonous years of middle age. And he thinks, ah, oh man, I've fought so many battles, I don't have to go this time. My business is running well. All my armies are winning. I'll just send Joab. We'll sort those Ammonites out. And sure they will. So he's a bit bored. He's not challenged enough. And the Bible actually says it's springtime, which is the time that kings go off to war, but David stayed at home. And then one evening he got up from his bed and walked around. That's not how it's supposed to work. At night time you climb in your bed and then you go to sleep and you wake up the next morning. You see, something's off balance here. And so he's bored and he can't sleep. And he walked around, so he's got no direction. He's just like walking around.
Going here, and
then suddenly he sees her. He shouldn't have been there. And he was aimless, he was wandering around. And he was bored. Satisfied with his career, dissatisfied with his marriages.
He's
probably still thinking, I must have married the wrong woman twice. John Piper, the preacher.
John Piper, right?
He was asked, how do you know if you married the right person? Some of you need to hear this because you wonder sometimes, did I marry the right person?
So
how do you know if you married the right person? He answered, go and get the marriage certificates and look whose name is written on it. That's the right person. How do you know if you married the right person? Look whose name is written there. With David, he was bored and he was visionless. He wasn't using his eyes properly. In Proverbs 29, verse
18,
says, where there's no vision, people perish.
And
so
de atundraka anarapo amizay tsy mety ny olona.
Another translation says, where you have no vision, then you cast off restraint. You don't have a self-controlled life.
Yeah, am tika teny hafa izay tena hoe le tika teny atao anatin'le Baiboly tsika amin'ny teny malagasy moa le izy hoe raha tsy misy fahitana dia atondraka anarapo amin'izay tsy mety ny olona.
So this means that vision helps you to keep yourself in a right path.
Izany hoe le vina na le fahitana iny izany a miazona anao a hifantoka amin'le lalana tena izy.
So attraction to wrong things is always possible.
Kale hoe fisontsontonana makany amin'ny zavatra tsy izany a afaka ny tombona foana izay.
There's always going to be pretty women on the roof.
Tsy maintsy izy vehivavy tsara tarehy foana any ambony tafontrano any.
Bathing.
Miandro.
Naked.
Mbridana.
You know, there's this guy, R.T. Kendall.
Misan zelelazay atao hoe R.T. Kendall.
He's a preacher and an author. Writes books.
Iza de pturteni asad panuracha book ya.
American guy.
Lela American.
I mean, he's how old is RT now? He's in his 70s.
Anwani fit pultona ni so.
And he's I met with him once. We were having coffee.
Teniona tamne andrayand teni arakan sud cafe say.
And we were talking about sexual temptation.
Then resak zany amin'ny otrany fakapanany amin'ny resaka ara-pitovam-pananany.
And he says every lazy woman that walks past.
Ozy izay ny vehivavy lazy. Ny vehivavy kam rehetra izay mandalo a
still catches his eye.
De mbola misarika masiky foana.
The point is that temptation will never leave.
Tina tongavana izany hoe io fakapanao io a tsy miala mihitsy io.
We had to look a bit deeper to understand what does he mean by lazy woman.
De mila mijery lalindalina kokoa isika ny amin'le hoe inona ny tiany tenenina amin'le hoe vehivavy kam.
And it's a joke that the prettiest women don't have to work.
De tsangitsangy le izy satria hoe ny olona vehivavy tsara tarehy indrindra tsy voatery miasa.
Because the rich guys run after them.
Satria ny lehilahy mpanankarena ma miazakazaka manaraka azy.
And they can make the guy pay for everything because she's beautiful.
De afaka ataony hoe le lehilahy iny mandoa ny sarany rehetrarehetra satria izy tsara tarehiko.
So the pretty girl can be late.
Ka ny vehivavy tsara tarehy izany de afaka kamo.
It's just a joke.
Sang sang san, yeah.
But there's some truth in there. So he says every lazy woman that walks past.
Fa sang sang san efa misy famarinana koa anatin'le izy hoe tovovavy tsara tovovavy kam rehetra izay mandalo a
is a distraction, a temptation.
De mbola manelingelina foana ihany a fakapana reny.
His point is that you can never drop your guard.
Ny tiana tongavana de hoe tokony tazominao foana ny fiembenanao.
He laughs the fact that he's still in his 70s and he has to keep up his guard.
Ar de izy tena anteny mihitsy izy hoe efa 70 taona izy izao nefa mila miambina foana ihany.
Now attraction to wrong things will always be possible.
Le hoe fisintonana makany amin'ny zavatra tsy izy a mbola hitombona foana foana izany.
And it's not only sexual temptation, it's all kinds of things that can distract us.
Ary tsy hoe fakapana amin'ny rafiny ara-pananana ihany fa mety hisy zavatra hafa isan-karazany ihany koa mety hitranga.
You could be a granny.
Mety hoe efa bebe ianao.
And you're obsessed with your grandchildren.
Ary de le zanaka reny no tena mahaliana anao
ny
zafikely.
You live for them instead of for God.
De ny antony avelomanao tsy ho an'Andriamanitra fa ho an'ny zafikelinao.
They your pride and your delight. Sure, it's a good thing, but it should not be the greatest thing in your life.
Ireny ny firavoravonao ary reny no tena hoe anananao ohatrany hoe reharehanao marina fa zavatra tsara izany a kanefa tsy tokony iny izany manana ny toerana faratampony eo amin'ny fiainanao.
When we have no vision,
ratsy manana fahitantsika na vina,
we can easily just follow our eyes and go wherever things look attractive.
De afaka ny mety hoe anaraka an'izay jereny masotsikatsika de vilo makaiza izay hitondrany izany atsika.
If we aren't trying to get somewhere more important,
raha ohatra tsika ka tsy manofa tena hoe makany amin'ny zavatra mbola manandanja kokoa noho izany.
And this is the thing for me personally.
Ary izany dia zavatra ho anahy manokana.
I want to live my life so that I'm trying to get somewhere more important.
tiko iainana ny fiainako a amin'izay amakany amin'ny zavatra na hoe toerana manan-danja kokoa.
I want to have a vision of the life God wants to build for me.
Te hanana vinana fahitana ny amin'ilay fiainana izay atsangan'Andriamanitra mba ho anahy.
So I dream of staying faithful to my wife until I die.
Desatena manofonofo mintsy hoe ijanona ho matoky amin'ny vadiko a mandra-pahafatiko.
That is my vision.
Zany amin'ny vinavinako.
It's a godly vision.
Zany dia vinaraka an'Andriamanitra.
I'm a weak man.
Zany efa lehilahy malemy.
But I have this vision before me.
Kanefa na manana an'izay vina izay eo anoloako.
That I want to stay faithful until death do us part.
Dia tena hoe te hijanona ho matoky a mandra-pa hoe tonga amin'ny fahafatesana mpisaraka anay.
And I become like a racehorse with those things over his eyes.
Dia lasa ohatran'le soavaly mpanao hazakazaka ireny ilay misy zavatra veto saveto ireny.
Have you seen the horses? They have blinkers.
Hitanareo ve aloha ilay soavaly ilay misy fanakonany ireny masony?
And I see, oh, lazy woman, look away.
Dia hoe efa avoka mihiny fa mitody.
I want to see the race that's before me and run this race.
Fatiko ilay hazakazaka eo anoloako no hitako a, dia ho hazakazahako ilay hazakazaka apetraka Andriamanitra ho anahy.
Because I have a kingdom, a God kingdom dream that I'll have the same wife in my old age.
Satria izaho manana an'izay fanjakana izay a fanjakan'Andriamanitra vinavina avy amin'Andriamanitra hoe na dia efa antitra aza dia ilay mbola ilay vadiko teo iny ihany ny vadiko.
And then I see a better car.
Dia avy eo mahita tômôbila tsara kokoa.
And I feel that stirring.
Dia efa manomboka tsapaka ohatra misy zavatra manetsiketsika.
And then I look at my scratched car and I say, thank you, God. Don't make me ambitious for stuff just to have stuff.
As a tow, otene, te ananzava, jane, am lewe fan ananzava, tafutsunyauk.
I mean, the phone market.
It's an arole nadi, le resakawe telephone nar.
Every year there's a new model. So I've made up my mind, I want to be satisfied with an old model. I was talking to a friend in South Africa saying, I want this one to last for, like with me, for 5 years, and then when I give it to Sue, another 5 years. She's better than me. She only upgraded to a phone without buttons about a year ago.
But
can I say to God, I won't be distracted by the little shiny things.
In
Job 31, in verse 1, Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl.
Efa napanekeko ny masoko koa ataoko ahoana indray no fijery zazavavy.
He's actually made a pledge.
Zany hoe efa nenina mihitsy izy izany.
Between him and his eyes.
Izy maso no mifampianina.
He's going to look straight ahead.
Hoe izy hijery mahitsy a.
He's guarding his heart.
Zany hoe miaro ny fony izy, mitandrina ny fony.
Now I don't have time to go and show you, but there's a connection between the heart and the eyes.
Sats tsample ftona pseukonareo hoe misy fifandraisany a amin'ny resaka fosy maso io.
And it has to do with what you treasure.
Dia izany a dia misy fifandraisany amin'izay zavatra hoe sarobidy aminao.
You look at things long enough and they start to become more and more precious to you.
Rehefa misy zavatra dinihanao maharitra ao a me manomboka me sarobidy me sarobidy aminao iny.
If you fix your eyes on Jesus, like Hebrews 12 says, fix your eyes on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. So we fix our eyes on him. And he becomes more precious. And the things of the world become less and less precious. precious. That's where the answer to this begins. If you're not looking at Jesus, then you'll be open to be looking at everything else. So get some vision. Ask God, where does He want to lead you in your life? What kind of a marriage does He want for you? And start to see that by faith. Set your direction in that direction. Live intentionally, making decisions that steer you towards your heavenly vision. And then consider what you look at from day to day and apply filters. What are you looking at? And when you look and keep on looking, like when you feel that gaze that starts to feel attraction for something, apply filters. Cut out those things that don't work towards God's vision for your life. In youth, when you're young, sometimes you have to run away from those things. The Bible says, flee the lusts of youth. It doesn't mean you wait patiently to get older. You can't flee your youth. You actually slowly outgrow your youth. So it's the lusts of youth that you have to flee.
Because
you only slowly outgrow your youth. So that means as a young person, there's some things you have to run away from. Because you won't outgrow that temptation fast enough. You won't become mature fast
enough.
With all respect to the young people, youth sometimes makes you stupid. Young people have a great capacity for doing stupid things. You don't believe me. The first time my dad gave me a fast car, I had to see how fast it could go. It wasn't even mine, it was just entrusted to me, lent to me by my dad. But you know, it's got all those numbers and you want to see how far can you get it to go.
It's
immature, it's stupid. So for young people, because you lean towards this kind of wild stupidity, which is wonderful, the question is, how much of a mess will you make before you grow up? What will save you is if you start to build a kingdom vision, start to see where God wants to lead you.
Fanianavitra anao ny amin'izay a dia manomboa manana vina araka ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra ifantohanao.
It was seeing where God wanted to take me that gave me the strength when I was young to resist temptation.
Nenahany fahitako an'ilay toerana hoe ary ny tian'Andriamanitra hitondrana anahako a izay no nahatonga anahako a ho afaka nanohitra an'ilay fakapanahy be da be.
That's still true today.
Ary mbola marina izany androany.
God has a race marked out for each one of us. He has a course that he wants us to run.
Manana azakazaka izay efa napetra no antsika tsirairay avy hiazaka zahantsika Andriamanitra dia efa napetra no antsika izany.
When you start asking him, what is that vision you have for me? And I want to line my life up with that.
Rehefa anomboka ianao anontany anazy hoe inona ny vinana fahitana anananao mba ho anao fa te andeha hiazakazaka ao anatin'izay ahako.
Then I lay aside the distractions and the sins.
Te avyo manomboka meo avelanao eny amin'ny sisineny le fisontsontonana tsy izy rehetra rehetra sy ny fahotana.
Let's pray.
Andaotsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, help us to consider what our eyes see.
Ry Andriamanitra ray eo, ampio izahay tena hihevitra sy hieritreritra mihitsy ny amin'ny izay zavatra hitany masonay.
The things we long for.
Ireo zavatra izay mety hoe irina ifatratra.
The movies we watch.
Ny cinema na ny video jerenay.
The stuff we read.
Ny zavatra vakinay.
Help us to put up filters on our eyes.
Tena ampio mihitsy izahay anao fanivanana amin'ny masonay.
To choose to carry rather a faith-filled vision.
Tena hoe isafidy ary tena hitondra finoana feno viny.
We don't want to drift aimlessly in the sin and temptation of this world.
Tsy te hoe andehandeha tsy misy zotra andehanana makany amin'ny fahotana izao tontolo izao izay.
We want to fix our eyes on you, Jesus.
Te hamantoka ny masonay any aminao izay Jesosy.
We want to run after you.
Te hiazakazaka anaraka anao izay.
We want to build our lives, Lord, in a way that brings you glory.
Tena ho arafitra ny fiainanay amin'ilay fomba izay tena hoe mitondra voninahitra ho anao.
Thank you that you have a plan for each of us.
Misaotra betsaka fa ianao dia manana hevitra heverana anay tsirairay avy reto.
Thank you that you forgive us for our past mistakes.
Misaotra betsaka fa mamela ny elokay ianao ny amin'ny izay fahadisoana efa vitanay tany aloha tany.
Help us to keep our eyes fixed straight ahead, Lord.
Dia ampio izahay Tompo, tena hoe anana ny masonay hifantoka makany aloha.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Have a wonderful week.
Dia ho tahian'Andriamanitra nareo dia manana.